Lord, what's it like on the other side? They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. Tell me about heaven, the dying Christian asked. Ready to leave this world, robed in her Savior's blood and righteousness. She wanted a preview of the place where she was going. In response, her pastor read the words of our verses. Like a traveling brochure, those words depict an inviting picture of a beautiful place. Unlike some travel brochures, the words are not flattery, exaggeration, or misleading traveler's tale. What's it like on the other side? That better side of life we call heaven? No more pain, John answered. On this earth, we so often wrestle with and grow weary under a burden of pain. So often, particularly near the end, life seems to be one painful step after the other. No more death, he also says. We've been waiting for the day when heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. No more crying, he adds. No more tears inside our torn hearts or outside on our pillows because of the bumps and bruises of life. For the old order of things has passed away, John explains. No more sin, he is really saying. When sin entered the world, it carried a suitcase filled with pain, death, and sorrow. When the saints stand before God, washed in the blood of the Lamb, not only sin, but all its baggage will be absent. Moreover, we will be his people and he will be our God. Heaven's photo, if one were taken, would show us standing right next to God. He would be looking down at us with a smile, and we would be beaming up at him with an unmistakable look of love. Heaven will be a step-by-step walk with God in contrast to the straying course we often take here on earth. In heaven, we will see his loving face in contrast to the weak images we now hold in our imaginations. Just think, we will never be separated from him again. Imagine what it will be like to see, with both body and soul, the one who is loveliest to our eyes, dearest to our hearts, and most precious to our souls. Imagine what it will be like never again to have the glorious sight blurred by sin. Yes, tell me what it looks like on the other side. More important, keep telling me about Jesus, the only way there. We pray. Thank you, dear Savior, for dressing me for heaven with your righteousness. Comfort and cheer me with the joyous sights that await for me there. Cradle me in your arms and carry me safely to that place in glory. I ask this for the sake of your mercy and love. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This devotion is brought to you from the Lutheran Home Association's Grateful Passing Booklet. After listening, we recommend journaling your thoughts. There are dedicated pages in the booklet, a free download on our website. This will allow you to explore your thoughts and feelings, remember your loved ones, or record your ongoing journey through grief. Sometimes, it can be comforting to look back and see how far you've come over time. Most of all, be assured that you can find comfort in God and His grace.